Tether's 141B treasury pile puts stablecoin risk inside U.S. debt. Tether's exposure to U.S. Treasury debt reached $141 billion in direct and indirect holdings by the end of 2025, according to a crypto slate analysis published on May 24, 2026. The figure puts the stablecoin issuer at the 17th largest holder of U.S. debt overall, and the largest non-sovereign one. USDT circulating supply sits at $189.72 billion as of writing, with the bulk of reserves parked in short-dated U.S. government instruments. Tether's March 2025 attestation reported $149.3 billion in total reserves, of which 81.5% sat in cash, cash equivalents, and short-term deposits. Direct Treasury bill holdings came to $98.5 billion. Overnight repo agreements, mostly collateralized by Treasuries, added another $15.1 billion. A non-sovereign creditor at sovereign scale Tether's own framing is striking. The company describes itself as the largest non-sovereign holder of U.S. debt. To put that in context, only 16 national governments and central banks own more U.S. treasuries. The International Monetary Fund flagged this concentration in its July 2025 external sector report. According to figures cited in that report, Tether and Circle together now hold more U.S. treasuries than Saudi Arabia, two private stablecoin issuers, both heavily dependent on offshore dollar demand, have quietly overtaken a G20 sovereign in their footprint on the world's most held debt asset. That comparison is the part of the story that should make policymakers pause. Saudi holdings reflect a long-running diplomatic and economic relationship. Tether and Circle holdings reflect minute-to-minute demand for digital dollars on crypto exchanges, decentralized finance protocols, and remittance corridors in emerging markets. The debt relief engine framing Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has publicly described stablecoin reserves as a debt relief engine, arguing that issuer demand lifts Treasury auctions and eases the government's financing pressure. That framing has been part of the political case for codifying stablecoin rules under the Genius Act and related legislation. Mechanically, Bessent is right. Every dollar minted as USDT or USDC is, in practice, a dollar that flows into short-dated U.S. sovereign debt or repo backed by it. As USDT supply has expanded from roughly $90 billion at the start of 2024 to nearly $190 billion now, that flow has compounded. Tether's arrangement is self-reinforcing. More global demand for digital dollars creates more cash inflows, which create more bids at Treasury auctions. The catch is that the same flywheel works in reverse. If global demand for USDT contracts, Tether becomes a forced seller of T-bills. A 10% redemption wave on current supply would mean roughly $19 billion of Treasury liquidations, concentrated in short tenors, executed on a tight timeline. That is not a hypothetical. The May 2022 Terra collapse triggered $7 billion of USDT redemptions in 48 hours. Embedded systemic risk, not parallel risk. The structural shift this $141 billion number signals is that stablecoin risk is no longer parallel to sovereign debt markets. It is embedded inside them. A run on Tether is now also a forced sale event in the Treasury bill market. A liquidity squeeze in short-dated treasuries can, in turn, pressure stablecoin issuers who hold them as collateral. This matters for stablecoin spending cards and any product that treats USDT or USDC as a stable cash equivalent. Issuers, custodians, and card programs that route balances through stablecoins inherit exposure to whatever happens at the Treasury stablecoin junction, even when the user never touches a T-bill directly. It also matters for regulators. The ECB's recent rejection of expanded euro stablecoin proposals partly reflects this concern. That a stablecoin issuer large enough to matter for sovereign debt markets is, by definition, a financial entity that needs prudential oversight on par with a money market fund or a bank. The two pressures now in play. Two pressures are now visible. First, U.S. policymakers have a direct fiscal interest in stablecoin growth continuing, which biases the political pipeline toward permissive legislation. Second, central banks outside the dollar bloc have a direct interest in slowing it, because every additional USDT in circulation is another claim on U.S. Treasury supply rather than their own. Tether's $141 billion figure is not a problem in itself. It is a signal that the design assumptions baked into stablecoin regulation, which treated reserves as a backstop for token holders, now need a second reading as macroprudential policy. The reserves are no longer just protecting USDT users. They are part of how the US Treasury market clears.